Hello and welcome to this episode of the Hacker Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Jaren Swab, and today we're talking about chats. I have been a fan of chats for a very long time. Funny thing to say. I've used a bunch of different chat applications, chat protocols, and I want to discuss where I've been and where I've ended up today. So, way back when, I was a wee lad, used a lot of AOL Instant Messenger, the little MSM Messenger, I can't remember what that is even called, it's like a Microsoft thing, and that kind of got me really into text chats. Go be at school, come home from school, and in the evening, hop on the old computer, on that dial-up modem, jump on AOL Instant Messenger and chat with my friends, because that's what we did. And so to this day, I still enjoy using text chat applications to communicate with friends and family. So over the years, I have become more and more privacy conscious, and I've also become more security conscious. Words today. And so, I tried a bunch of different applications as well. For a while, I was using WhatsApp to communicate with people in China, because that's what they used. I was doing some businessy stuff, dropshipping for a while, which I have since ceased to do because I did not enjoy it. Giant hassle. I don't recommend dropshipping unless you like to haggle and get bargains and stuff. Then after a while, I started moving my family onto chats that were like family chat groups. For a while, we were on a bunch of hopping on a bunch of different apps. We were on Google Allo for a while when that existed. I think it doesn't exist anymore. That was years and years ago. And I realized that wasn't quite the best thing if I didn't want to have all my information in Google's stuff. So as I was moving out of Google, the Google environment, Google platform, I needed to find an alternative. So for a while, we used a thing called, I don't remember what it was called, actually. It started with a W. Wire? I think it was Wire. We used Wire for a while, and that was fine. No big deal. And for various reasons, we started using Signal. I don't think we ever used Telegram, but we used Signal. And so what I've been trying to do recently, this is before I have moved out of ecosystems, like the Google ecosystem I'm not a part of anymore. And so now I'm hosting my own ecosystems, so I have complete control over my stuff. And I decided, we're using Signal, why should I rely on Signal for my chat application? Why should I rely on somebody or some other company when I can host my own chat application? There's numerous things out there that work really well. So I started with XMPP, did that, played around with it for a while with a couple of my siblings to see how it works. Turns out there's really no good application for XMPP on iPhones. While you can get text chats, multimedia just doesn't want to load and stuff, so it was a giant hassle. But I did set it all up. Like, the XMPP was very easy to set up, so if you have a bunch of friends and you want to chat and you don't want, no one has an iPhone, then get the conversations application on F-Droid. It's free there, or you can pay the developer some money and get it from Google Play. It works really well. You can set up a bunch of different modules you can plug into the XMPP. I used there's one XMPP server that was really popular. Can't remember what it was called now. Started with an L. I apologize. But it was super easy to use, installed. You can literally just, if you're running like a Debian Linux server in a cloud, you can literally just apt install and then whatever it was called. So very easy to use. You just plug in modules. You download them and you activate them in your config file. Pretty straightforward. Easy to do. Getting the inline images to kind of work properly, even on Android, from the server side of things was kind of a hassle, but ended up getting it to work. But it still wouldn't work on iPhone. So I thought to myself, well, if I want my friends and family to use my self-hosted solution for chatting, I can't have, like, some of the people have a crappy experience, because then they're not going to want to use it. Because basically we're up against all these other chat applications that are pretty well made, and they just work the way that people expect them to work. So recently I installed a Matrix server. Matrix Synapse is, I believe, what the title of the actual program you download is called. The Synapse server for Matrix Protocol. The Element app is what that, I think they're a nonprofit, created to interact with a Matrix servers, and they have an Android and iPhone version that work really, really well. I've used Matrix a bunch in the past, before when the app was called Riot. It didn't work nearly as well, but they've done a lot of work, and it works really well now, especially on Android. It's super clean. Super clean. On iPhone, it's a little bit more the old Riot-y style still, but on the Android version, it's very well, very very well made and very easy to navigate. I also found it very easy to install the server. So, if you want to run your own server, it actually doesn't cost much. You can run a Matrix server for like $5 a month on like some VPS service. Virtual private server, using Vulture. There's a $5 a month one. DigitalOcean has $5 a month one. There's a bunch of them out there. I think Linode has a $5 a month one. Then they all have basically the same hardware that you get with it, and it runs really well. Actually, that server that's running my Matrix server also runs my Git stuff, my website, and my email. So it's doing a lot. Now I don't have like a bunch of people on my Matrix server, so it probably helps. It's just me and my family are at this point in time. But what is really nice about Matrix and even XMPP is that you don't have to be locked in to use it. Like, you don't have to be, like, if you're using Signal, you have to have like a Signal account. If you want to use Telegram, you have to have a Telegram account. But with Matrix and XMPP, they're more decentralized. There's not a centralized server, so I have my server, and you can have your server. So you can, and you could be, let's say, like, you at something.com, or it's at you colon something.com, and then you could literally send me a message, which is at Jaren colon swab.dev, and it doesn't matter that we're not on the same server. The fact that we both are using Matrix as the protocol allows us to talk to each other across our servers. And decentralization is the way to go. It is the way the internet was designed to work, and it's the way we need to go back to in order to regain control of the internet and pull it out of the hands of people that are just trying to use it to maybe manipulate us or to just make a bunch of money or whatever the reasons are. There's plenty of reasons why we want to not let 5 companies control the internet. So, that being said, don't use Telegram, don't use Signal. If you have any experience running a Linux server, it's very easy to install XMPP. It's very easy to install Matrix. Just pick one and go with it. If you're trying to get your friends and family to use it with you, I recommend using Matrix because it does have a more of a normie-friendly attitude towards it. XMPP is a little bit more neckbeardy for some reason. And that being said, there's not a lot of good iPhone applications out there. All the ones I've tried with XMPP just haven't quite lived up to it, my expectation of what a chat app should be. So there you have it. If you want to message me and talk to me, you feel free to send me a message on through Matrix. Again, my username there, if you want to get in touch, is at the at symbol, @JaronSwab.dev. Jaron:swab.dev. And you can talk to me. I will probably at some point in the future set up a a broadcasty kind of room to update people, like, hey, there's a podcast out. But RSS does that anyway, so I don't know if I really need to do that or not. I can actually probably tie in an RSS feed to that anyway. So there you have it. Let me know what you guys think. If you are interested in learning how to get a programming job, I am still running my mentorship program. I know I mentioned that I was going to probably cancel that, but I had an idea to make it more accessible. I have my one-on-one stuff that I'm offering, but I'm not pushing it. I'm not trying to get a bunch of people on that. I do have a new system that's going to be all email-based, and so if you sign up for that, you can use it. But you can join for free and get some free stuff, some free information, by going to codefoundry.email. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Stay nerdy.